had a when they took these schools, they had consolidated these little schools over here postal. We made a community center. They did out of that. Mm-hmm. And then we played volleyball there. Mm-hmm. It Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. And boy, did we have a time. I mean, they pointed me as leader of the thing, see, because I was, well, I guess I was a little older than the rest of them. And we played for, well, until I got too old, for years there.
Mm-hmm. Tell them about your parents. Where were they born?
My daddy was born in Illinois.
Do you know where in Illinois?
No, I don't. I don't know whereabouts. He told me he was born in Illinois, and I don't know whereabouts in Illinois he was born.
When did he come down here?
Well, he died when he was 76 years old, and he was just a year old when they come when they moved to this country. Mm-hmm. And he's been dead about 10 years now, I think.
Where did he live when he came down here?
First place he lived.
Yeah, well, he went.
Well, when they left Illinois, they told me they moved to Rockwall.
That's
over there, this side of Dallas. Mm-hmm. That's where they moved to. And now, a few years ago, I guess it's been 15, 20 years ago. Now, one day I was up there, see my uncle and them had a used car lot up there. Mm-hmm. They sold cars, daddy and brother and them. Yeah, they still got one up there. And there was an old man coming there and was out there in the car. And he found out that I was my daddy's boy, and he knowed them when they first come down there. And he told me, when they first come down there, apparently from Rockwall, it was in the wintertime. And he said it was bad. I never will forget him telling me that. And he said, they seen them people move in there, my daddy and him, you know. My grandpa.
Uh-huh. How old was your daddy?
He was just a year old then. See, they didn't live over yonder very long. They come on down here. And this old man told me, he said, I told my wife and them, said, I better go down there and check on them folks. That it was awful bad, snow all over the ground, and boy, it was bad. And they come had a covered wagon, they moved in down there. Mm-hmm. And he said, told his wife, said, I better go down there and check on them folks. That they may be in need, and said, it's awful bad, and it's awful cold. Mm-hmm. And he said, he went down there. This is what he told me. Said, he went down there. And the wagon sitting out there and said he didn't see no team or nothing. Mm-hmm. And he said he went up there. And they was in the front part of this house. It was a two-room deal, way he told me.
Third floor.
And it had a dirt floor in the back, you know, it was. And they had them horses in there in the back room of that house. And they was in the front room.
Take care of them animals.
Boy, he was. And my grandpa was always crazy about his animals. Now, that's one thing he cared for was his animals. I mean, cows or horses or whatever he had, they got the best.
Was Grandpa a marsh?
Yeah, he's an horseman. And he had them horses in the house with him, that man told me. He said, I never will forget it.
Where was your mother born?
She was born in Lamar County.
Do you know where?
In Lamar County? No, I can't recollect where she was born at, but she's born here in Lamar County somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Which section of the county did she grow up in?
She grew up in Lamar County.
You know which part of the county?
No, I don't. They used to own a place. It was somewhere down. It was out east of town somewhere, and I don't know just where it was at out there. Mm-hmm. I hear her talk about the place they own, and so
when
I don't know.
Town, you mean Paris?
Mm-hmm. Ma'am.
When you say town. East of town, you mean?
Yeah, that's the only one we call down. It's Paris, you see, because that's the only town they are here.
Uh-huh.
These others is just little store places, and we don't call them towns, just community centers, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How much education did your parents have?
Well, I don't think my daddy had much more than I did.